agenda is conditional use number 2555, Bittersweet Investments LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2555 for Bittersweet Investments LLC to operate a small storage facility with an office building based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use of a small storage facility with office space is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Two, although the entire property is about 45 acres in size, only about 1 acre of the property will be used for the conditional use. Three, the applicant and its subsidiaries own and operate several commercial rental properties in the area. This small 1,600-foot square foot office building will provide a convenient centralized location for the applicant's business. Four, the storage will occur in the existing barn on the site. This is an adaptive reuse of the agricultural building that has become an informal landmark in this neighborhood. Five, the use will be a storage facility with an office. No manufacturing, assembling, fabrication, or similar activities will be permitted. Six, there was testimony in the record that there is a need for storage facilities for small businesses and contractors in this area. Seven, this type of storage facility generates a relatively minor amount of traffic when compared with other types of uses. It will not adversely affect the area roadways, affect traffic on the area roadways. DelDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. Eight, the project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Nine, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to storage within the existing barn and an office building that will be 1,600 square feet in size. The area set aside from the larger parcel for this conditional use shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. B, security lights shall be screened with downward illumination so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. C, there shall not be any manufacturing, fabrication, or similar activities conducted on the site. D, there shall be only one lighted sign allowed on the site. It shall be no larger than 32 square feet per side. E, stormwater management shall be maintained on site as required. F, any trash receptacles associated with this with the use shall be screened from neighboring properties and roadways. G, the use shall be subject to all DelDOT requirements regarding entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. H, any violations of the conditions of approval of this conditional use may result in the termination of this conditional use. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2555, Bittersweet Investments LLC. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.